CITR 101.9 FM presents News 101, Vancouver's volunteer-produced student and community newscast. Now, here's your host, Jeff Sargent.
Good evening and welcome to this special New Year's Eve edition of News 101. Coming up on the program, weather conditions have prompted the Canadian Avalanche Center to put out a holiday warning, and the Prime Minister warns against being too hopeful for big tax cuts in 2008. We'll have all this plus arts, sports, and your five-day weather forecast coming up this half hour right here on News 101. But first, some patients at Royal Columbian Hospital in New Westminster won't get to celebrate the new year with their families due to another case of Norwalk virus found on the weekend. Staff closed two wards at the hospital on Christmas Eve after six people fell ill with the virus. The cardiology ward has since reopened, but the acute geriatric ward will stay closed until tomorrow after another person showed Norwalk-like symptoms on Saturday. Many people will miss spending the holidays with their family, but Fraser Health spokesperson Michael Bernard says the ward cannot reopen until the last sick person is symptom-free for 72 hours. Outbreaks of the Norwalk virus this month have also closed at least one elementary school and a daycare center. Now, with more local news, I'm joined in studio by News 101 reporters Tyler Noble and Leanne Yu.
Thank you, Jeff. Despite repeated warnings of serious avalanche risk, many people are still putting themselves in harm's way by venturing into BC's backcountry. Heavy snow and freezing rain prompted the Canadian Avalanche Center to start issuing warnings before Christmas. Still, skiers at many resorts are heading out of bounds, tempted by the lure of deep, powdery snow. That attraction proved dangerous on Saturday after two snowboarders ended up at the bottom of a steep gully after straying from a marked trail on Grouse Mountain. A 46-year-old father and his 14-year-old son were struck in chest-deep snow in a gully where their avalanche risk was high, making their recovery a dangerous operation. North Shore Rescue sent in a six-man team to retrieve them. After finding the pair in the treacherous gully, the rescue team had to haul the two snowboarders up an almost vertical slope as it collapsed behind them. On Boxing Day, two snowboarders went missing on Blackcomb Mountain while skiing out of bounds. The men were eventually located when one sent a text message to a friend in the U.S. And skiers aren't the only ones at risk. On Saturday, a funeral was held for two men killed by an avalanche while snowmobiling on Christmas Day near 108 Mile Ranch.
The ice jam in the Nechako River has grown over the weekend, reaching 8.5 kilometers in length and forcing crews in Prince George to continue trying to contain flooding. City officials are warning residents the jam continues to be unsafe and subject to sudden and dramatic shifts. At least 17 homes and several businesses remain under an evacuation order, and many others are still on evacuation alert. The state of emergency declared on December 11th remains in effect. Efforts to hold back rising waters and protect area residents have now cost more than $1 million.
Increased community shuttle service and schedule improvements for buses in the south of Fraser area highlight service changes by TransLink taking full effect today. No changes are in order for buses serving UBC, but the arrival of more low-floor trolleys means more accessible transit service in Vancouver and more options for cyclists. The C21 and C23 community shuttles in the downtown area will now run later in the evening, every 15 minutes until midnight Monday through Saturday and till 11 p.m. on Sundays. But there is a catch to all of this. Beginning tomorrow, New Year's Day, transit fares are going up again. A one-zone adult cash fare will increase from $2.25 to $2.50, while a three-zone fare jumps from $4.50 to $5. Monthly passes are also going up, although the rates of increase are slightly lower for those. For complete details, check out the TransLink website at www.translink.bc.ca.
Partygoers set to ring in the new year tonight are encouraged to plan their rides home ahead of time. TransLink is offering free rides from now until the end of service tonight. SkyTrain riders should note service will be extended by an hour. The last SkyTrain departing Waterfront Station leaves at 2:20 a.m. C-Bus service will also be extended with the last sailing from Waterfront at 2:16. Regular night bus service will be in effect and remain free all night. Vancouver's Granville Street Entertainment District will be closed off to provide for a pedestrian and taxi-only zone. Two blocks of Granville from Robson to Helmkin will be shut down and filled with heavy police presence. VPD Constable Howard Chow says this is to reduce disorder for what are usually tension-filled New Year's Eve events. Chow also warns people not to drink and drive as police roadblocks will be out in full force.
Still with New Year's, just a reminder about a number of polar bear swims happening around BC tomorrow. The biggest, of course, is the 88th annual dip on the shores of Vancouver's English Bay beginning at 2:30 p.m. The truly dedicated might have time to squeeze in the swim in Squamish at noon or Boundary Bay at 1 p.m. before heading over to the Vancouver event. Nanaimo is providing a twist on the concept with a polar bear scuba dive set for 1 p.m. in Departure Bay, and swimmers in the Kootenai City of Trail will endure a chance of flurries and highs of minus 4 degrees as they jump into the waters of the Columbia River at high noon.
Metro Vancouver and municipalities across the region are stepping up their efforts to reduce waste in 2008. Beginning tomorrow, items like glass, metal, and plastic containers are not to be put in the garbage. In addition, lead batteries, electronics, corrugated cardboard, and all kinds of paper won't be allowed in the trash. For options on recycling or safe disposal, call the BC Recycling Hotline at 604-RECYCLE. It's time now for a quick break, but stay tuned to CITR for more news following these public service announcements.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is News 101, and the current time is 5:09. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says a 1% cut to the GST, which takes effect at midnight, will be one of the few new tax cuts Canadians should expect to see in 2008. The GST will drop from 6% to 5%, which Harper says will amount to about $6 billion in tax savings for Canadians in the new year. Harper touted the GST cut during a return visit to the same Mississauga, Ontario electronics store, where he announced the tax cut plans 2 years ago during the last federal election campaign. The Prime Minister cautioned Canadians not to look forward to big income tax cuts this year, as the economic outlook remains cloudy. Many economists see the Canadian economy slowing to a growth rate of between 2 and 2.5% in 2008, as growth in the United States is expected to cool down. Once again, with a look at national news again, I'm joined in studio by Leanne Yu and Tyler Noble.
Atlantic Canada is expected to ring in the new year with a heap of snow and plenty of troubles for holiday travelers as a strong winter storm enters the region. Environment Canada has issued winter storm warnings and watches for most of New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Nova Scotia as the weather system has moved up from the eastern United States. More than 20 flights from Halifax have been cancelled, while delays and cancellations have been reported at airports in Charlottetown and Moncton. The storm is expected to dump between 10 and 25 centimeters of snow on Nova Scotia over the next 24 hours, while southern New Brunswick and PEI could get between 20 and 35 centimeters. Strong winds will accompany the snow and reduce visibility in parts of Nova Scotia are bracing for freezing rain as well. The system will sweep across Newfoundland overnight.
After years of struggling, many prairie grain farmers had a good 2007. Increased costs and poor crops had pushed many farmers deep into debt, but rising grain prices have more than offset increased production costs, and farmers who managed to harvest a decent crop this year are feeling a little more flush. The Canadian Wheat Board's Bruce Burnett predicts the good market conditions will likely continue as demand is outstripping supply, leaving a positive effect on the price of grain. But despite the good times, Kelvin Meadows with the Saskatchewan Canola Development Commission says there's also a negative side to rising grain prices. The market situation has split farmers into haves and have-nots, as farmers who were fortunate enough to harvest a good crop now have money in the bank and are paying off bills. But those who lost crops because of hail, gophers, adverse weather are now hurting.
A new poll suggests Canadians are very optimistic about 2008. 1,000 adult Canadians were surveyed via telephone by Ipsos Reid, and 92% think the coming year will be a good one for them. However, when asked what 2008 will mean for the world, only 58% were looking on the bright side. Pollster Jim Wright says Canadians are uneasy about issues in the Middle East. Wright adds Canadians think it's a troubled world out there, but Canada is a cocoon. The nation's robust economy is what's keeping most Canucks happy. 8 in 10 are confident 2008 will be a great one for the country as a whole. Wright attributes this to the fact that many parts of the country seem to be begging for workers. The most optimistic residents are British Columbians at 86%. Alberta follows at 85% and Quebec at 75%.
With province-wide smoking restrictions set to come into effect tomorrow, smokers across Alberta are enjoying their last day to light up freely. The new law, which is one of the toughest in Canada, will ban smoking in any public building, including restaurants and bars. Many larger cities and towns already have bylaws that restrict smoking, but the new provincial law will ban smoking right across the province. Anti-smoking groups say the new provincial legislation puts the province ahead of just about every other jurisdiction. Not surprisingly, the changes met opposition from diehard smokers, many of whom say the government shouldn't be able to tell people where they can and cannot smoke. Businesses are taking a wait-and-see approach as to how the new law may affect their bottom line.
The Halifax bar where 38 people were arrested after a brawl last week may become the first in Canada to allow police and liquor inspectors to monitor its security cameras over the internet. The Dome nightclub was briefly shut down by the Alcohol and Gaming Authority after a fight in the bar spilled out onto the street early Christmas Eve. In order to reopen, the bar offered police and liquor inspectors the right to monitor their security cameras. Labor and Environment Minister Mark Parent says the cameras will be used only to watch for outbreaks of violence. But he admits it would be possible for liquor inspectors to use the surveillance cameras to check up on underage drinking and other liquor law infractions. Privacy lawyer David Fraser says the province needs to establish strict rules about how long videos can be archived, who can look at them, and what they can be used for.
Quebec City's 400th birthday party begins tonight with a major concert and a fireworks display in the city's historic Old Town. Officials have been planning the 10-month-long party for almost a decade, and it will feature some major events such as the World Hockey Championships and a huge outdoor concert next summer featuring Céline Dion. It will wrap up with a show by Cirque du Soleil on October 19th. Pierre Boulanger, the head of the committee planning the series of events, says tonight's concert will feature 400 dancers, singers, and musicians. Despite the high-profile events linked to the $90 million anniversary celebration, it hasn't exactly triggered a national stir. A poll conducted this year for the federal government, which has kicked in $40 million for the party themselves, has found more than 80% of Canadians don't even know about the anniversary.
The president of Poland has added his consent to a government resolution to withdraw Polish troops from Iraq. Poland's Minister of Defense says the evacuation of the contingent could be possible as early as April or May, but should be complete by October 2008. Danuta Isler reports from Warsaw.
Polish armed forces have been in Iraq since the start of the U.S.-led military action in 2003. The initial Polish deployment of 2,600 troops eventually dwindled down to its current level of 900. Bringing Poland troops home from Iraq was a key campaign promise by Prime Minister Donald Tusk. President Lech Kaczyński, who promoted a strong pro-US policy in the face of a more EU-friendly approach, originally criticized the plan, but later decided to back the government's proposal. In an interview with Polish Radio 1, his twin brother and former Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczyński called the decision to withdraw Polish troops from Iraq a mistake. In his opinion, Poles should wait and pull out of Iraq along with other allies.
misje wojsk różnych państw, nie mówię tutaj amerykańskich, z całą pewnością zbliżają się ku końcowi.
Military missions of various countries, and I'm not talking here only of the American troops, are definitely coming to an end. So there will be a solution offered. Why Poland doesn't want to become part of the solution, why Poland doesn't want to properly sum up all of the efforts it has taken in Iraq with some kind of political success, I don't know.
Polish Defense Minister Bogdan Klich says Poland has fulfilled its obligations and will be leaving Iraq with their heads held high.
We are going to leave in Iraq our advisors and experts as part of a NATO training mission. The aim of this step is, among others, to support Iraqi security forces and have some real influence on their stability and effectiveness.
Poland's government has already allocated the equivalent of $73 million in next year's budget to cover military costs in Iraq through the October withdrawal date. Dr. Krzysztof Karolczak teaches political sciences at Warsaw University. Karolczak supports the Prime Minister's decision, but adds that it is difficult to predict the consequences of setting a date for troop withdrawal.
I'm afraid that we'll still be dealing with civil war in Iraq, and it will continue regardless of whether we are present there or not. We weren't able to prevent it or to help the Iraqis bring peace to their country, and if we are not there, we will have no influence on what's going on in that country.
According to a recent poll, about 85% of Poles are against Polish soldiers' deployment to Iraq, while a little over 12% beg their presence there. 22 Polish soldiers have died in Iraq since 2003. The current mandate of Polish troops in Iraq expires at the end of this year. Without the president's approval to authorize their mission there till October 2008, Polish soldiers would need to leave Iraq quickly, a move experts agree would be nearly impossible because of the complicated logistics of moving troops and equipment. Danuta Isler, Free Speech Radio News, Warsaw.
All right, it's time for another break now, but on the other side, we'll have a look at the latest in UBC athletics, as well as your weekly weather forecast. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Holy smokes, I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway! To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Hi, I'm Kirsty,
and I'm Sheila,
and we're both single moms. We started SPOC UBC, Single Parenting on Campus, an AMS club, with the hope of drawing attention to the additional challenges single parenting students face on our campus. We want to create a space for single parenting students to find resources and support.
Our first meeting will be held on Tuesday, November 6th, from 11 to 12:30 at the Women and Gender Studies WAGS building right next to Brock Hall. We welcome all single parenting students and, of course, allies. And please remember that your children are always welcome.
Please help us spread the word by informing any single parenting students that you know about our group. We're also open to receiving anecdotes or stories from single parent students regarding their time spent at UBC.
Feel free to drop by our meeting on November 6th or send us an email at spoc.ubc@gmail.com. We really look forward to hearing or seeing you.
Yo, listen up. Are you a musician or a budding disco superstar at any level?
List yourself in, like, the musician directory on livemusicvancouver.com, and you can find gigs that are, like, totally cool people to jam with.
We've got some groovy listings sorted by instrument and playing level, so you can find just the cool cat you're looking for. Could be a teacher, someone to jam with, or a serious musical project.
Profiles link to past and present show listings, and band rosters, too, so you can even check them out beforehand.
Choose from over 1,000 local musicians or list your own cool profile online easily and for free at livemusicvancouver.com.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
And welcome back to News 101 on CITR. I'm Jeff Sargent alongside Tyler Noble and Leanne Yu, coming to you live from the Student Union Building at UBC. Thanks for being with us tonight. And it's a reunion of the old summer crew. We're all back here once again, but pressed into service in the dead of winter.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's a good little reunion, I would say.
I as well. Yeah.
No complaints all around. No, it's great.
Well, I've been away for a couple of months, but I would say for you, Jeff, it's like, oh, we don't get any airtime during the fall.
Well,
we're pressed back into service.
That's the thing, yeah.
New Year's. No.
No, it's very nice to have
you. Anyways, definitely a pleasure. Happy New Year to all of you out there.
All right, yes, it is what is the time? It is 5:22 now.
Yep.
And time to look at the past. Well, I guess it's. I haven't updated the script.
Yeah.
It says past weekend.
Yeah.
However, more like the past month in UBC Athletics. Tyler, you're going to give us the Thunderbird eye and take a look back on what's happened a while back and look ahead.
There was some action for the women's basketball team, so we can report on the weekend that was for them. Thanks very much, Jeff. The UBC women's basketball team wrapped up their three-game California road trip with a 63-55 loss to the Westmount Warriors in Santa Barbara this afternoon. The Thunderbirds were held to just 17 second-half points today to come back from a four-point halftime deficit. UBC head coach Deb Hubans said they turned the ball over too many times while playing too much of a perimeter game and didn't take advantage of their size. Erica McGinnis led all scorers with 18 points while adding 7 rebounds, while Leanne Evans picked up 11 points and 9 boards in the losing effort. The Lady Birds went 1-2 on the exhibition holiday tour, starting out with a 76-50 win over the Biola Eagles on Friday, while Saturday's match with the Azusa Pacific Cougars had the Lady Birds drop a close 61-59 decision. The team will now return to Vancouver. They'll take on the Simon Fraser Clan in a 2-game home-and-home series this weekend, with tip-off of Friday's game set for 7 p.m. up on Burnaby Mountain. Saturday's rematch at War Memorial Gym here at UBC is also a 7 o'clock start, and you can catch both games live right here on CITR 101.9 FM. The men's basketball team is back in action on January 8th when they'll take on the Simon Fraser Clan. After a great first half of the season, which has the Thunderbirds sitting atop the Canada West Pacific Division, their strength will be tested quickly in the new year. The Birds will follow up their crosstown matchup with the Clan with a grudge match against the 5th-ranked Brandon Bobcats here at home on the 11th. The January 8th game against the Clan up at SFU can be heard live right here on CITR as well. That's a special 7 o'clock start on a Tuesday evening, immediately following a special edition of Wiener's Barbecue. The men's hockey team returns to action this weekend as the Thunderbirds host the Calgary Dinos for a 2-game weekend series at UBC's Winter Sports Center. The Birds currently boast a record of 9-7, and that's good for fourth place in the Canada West, just 1 point back of the third place Bisons. They entered the Christmas break with 2 home wins over the struggling Lethbridge Pronghorns. Puck drop for both Friday and Saturday's games is set for 7:30 p.m., and we will have both of those games for you on the web only at citr.ca. After a rough start to the regular season for the women's hockey team, they finished up 2007 with a pair of wins against Lethbridge as well, and they'll be looking to continue their streak this coming weekend. The Lady Birds are traveling to Winnipeg to take on the Manitoba Bisons for a 2-game series Friday and Saturday. The Bisons currently sit tied with the Alberta Pandas atop the Canada West standings, while the Thunderbirds sit with a 5-8-1 record, good for fifth place, 3 points back of the Saskatchewan Huskies for the fourth and final playoff spot in the Canada West. The women's volleyball team will be looking for their 6th straight win Saturday afternoon as they host the Simon Fraser Clan at War Memorial Gym to start off their 2008 schedule. The Lady Birds currently sit in a 3-way tie for 2nd in the Canada West, but have a game in hand on both the Calgary Dinos and the Trinity Western Spartans. First serve is at 4:30 p.m., and we will have the webcast of that as well on CITR.ca. And finally, the men's volleyball team is riding a 6-game win streak of their own and will look to go for 8 as they take on the Regina Cougars for a pair of weekend matches January 11th and 12th in Saskatchewan. The team currently holds an 8-2 record, 2 points back of the Canada West leading Alberta Golden Bears. So, Jeff, that certainly sets up the start to 2008 for the UBC Thunderbirds. And, of course, we'll have wall-to-wall coverage here on CITR 101.9 and our website as well with the webcast to increase the amount of listening options for our loyal university sports followers.
Yes, thanks very much for that report. And yeah, we've got a crazy upcoming couple of months at CITR Sports, bringing you more coverage than ever before. And doing a lot of these webcasts has been great, too. We're able to give bonus coverage. And basically, you pick your sport you want to listen to.
For complete details on the schedule, by the way, check out our website, citr.ca. The full list of what's on the air and what's on the web is there as well.
That's right, and just also a reminder that coming up on this coming Friday, the 4th, we're actually going to have a big preview show for you starting at 5:45, and to try and set up, it's been a long break for all the teams, so try and get refocused and get back on track and get everyone up to date on what's been happening with the Thunderbirds. All right, we're going to wrap up the show now with our meteorologist, Selena Ferris, with your 5-day weather forecast. She joins us on the phone now. Selena.
Hi, Jeff. Some small fronts will be coming in off the coast to bring a cloudy and wet week. Expect some showers early in the week, turning to periods of rain by late Thursday. Temperatures will remain cool, with highs of 5 on Tuesday, 7 on Wednesday, and 6 on Thursday, which means snow for your local mountains. That's your 5-day weather, brought to you by the Storm Club at UBC. For more information, you can email us at stormubc@gmail.com.
All right, thanks very much, Selena. So so the local mountains definitely getting a big dumping. It's a great time to be a skier, snowboarder. Do you ski or snowboard yourself?
I do. I'm an avid snowboarder up at Seymour, so good news for me.
Excellent.
Maybe not so much for everyone down in Vancouver who gets to see all the rain all week.
Well, we're used to that, I guess. But I guess just encourage people to get up there and enjoy the local mountains. I haven't been actually in a couple of years, so maybe I'll have to try and take advantage of that.
We had the story earlier in the show about not going out of bounds, though. The backcountry danger certainly high, and more snow, Selena, certainly going to add to that warning.
Yeah, you have to watch out for those avalanche warnings as well up there.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Selena, and have a very happy new year. And in whatever way you're celebrating, have a great time this evening.
All right. You too, guys. Bye.
All right. That was Selena Ferris with your 5-day look ahead at the weather. And yeah, it should be not a bad New Year's Eve. I think the weather is supposed to cooperate for the most part. At least I hope it's not going to be a downpour tonight for all those New Year's Eve revelers. I know we'll be out there as well. So
just drink it off. You can't feel the elements though.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot to drink and
not that that's my theory per se. That's just kind of a common belief out there.
No, of course not. Yes.
Yeah. Or maybe the cold could sober you up and do you some good.
That's true. That could be as well. Yes.
The voice of reason.
Yeah.
Leanne Yu on News 101.
And we talk about drinking and having a good time. Of course, I highly encourage everyone to have a great time tonight. But, of course, make sure that you get home safely. A reminder, as we heard in our story earlier tonight, that transit is free all tonight. So take advantage of that and take the bus or SkyTrain home and get home safe or call a cab. There'll be plenty of those downtown as well. So make sure everyone has a very pleasant evening. All right, that is our show for today, New Year's Eve, Monday, December 31st, 2007. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. If you'd like to share your comments, give a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can always email news at citr.ca. Tyler Noble produced this radio program. For more news, join us Friday at 5 p.m. for the next edition of News 101. For the entire news team here at CITR, this is Jeff Sargent thanking you for listening. Stay tuned for Wings coming up next on 101.9 FM, CITR.